Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Tone, you got this started, I think, in the fall, where you saw the Cleveland flag, the city of Cleveland flag. And coming up on today, or this is this week, there is a contest now going on to design a new flag for the city of Cleveland. This is courtesy of Cleveland Scene. That right now, CLE Flag, which is started by a handful of friends and likewise interested folks, aims to find a new civic emblem, one that better represents Cleveland's current ethos. At least it's an ethos. And one that might be more likely to be displayed outside homes and businesses across town. There's many people who believe that the current flag of Cleveland is maybe a little outdated and maybe a little bit too busy. Tone, thoughts? Including you.
I have been complaining about this flag. Actually, I've been complaining about it for like a decade.
Yes. But, oh, I didn't know it was a whole decade.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just something, who cares, right? If you don't see it anywhere, if nobody really proudly waves it around, then I don't think it was top of mind of anybody. I'm telling you, what happened was, and maybe they've always had, oh, and you would know, Progressive Field, they have it waving, and I feel like
I've always been there.
But I don't remember it. I don't remember, I've been going to the stadium forever. I feel like it's displayed differently, because I have never seen so many people go, what is that flag up there, than in the last 3 years. So are they doing anything differently? Like, why is it?
I don't think, well, the first time it came to light was, remember, they tried to put it on the Sherwin-Williams building. I think they actually might have had it on the Sherwin-Williams building for a time before LeBron came back.
I don't remember.
Between after LeBron left again. But
possibly.
That's when it started coming up. I mean, it's on the cop cars, and especially the older model ones. It was more prominent on the door. But at the ballpark, and especially I think once you started getting more, once the World Series came and all that, and they're actually taking those still shots during the national anthem, because it's out there in center field, with the American flag. That's when people were like, "Why is this other flag on the other side?"
Which
of it?
Is the inverse of the French flag.
Right.
So,
yeah, it's
it
backwards.
Looks like we're hosting a foreign nation.
Yeah. And it just seems off. And as somebody who's spent a lot of time in Chicago, that is one city that embraces that flag.
They have the three stars, right?
It is everywhere. Kenny, it's everywhere.
They do.
Like, people move to Chicago, they get the flag.
The one right by your sister's condo is huge.
It's
like right along the highway there. Now, I remember that. I go, ooh, my God, because I've only been to Chicago once. And that was – so if you were going to put together a flag, I think you can't put the city's name in the flag.
Yeah, Chicago's does not have.
Yeah, yeah don't
say four anything. Stars.
Oh, it's four stars. Yeah, beg your pardon.
Four red stars, white flag with some baby blue stripes on the side.
I'm looking up other major
cities.
But
you see
flags.
That when you go, especially if you go on vacation, other places, you know, we're a big T-shirt town. A lot of people will wear their Cleveland sports teams, but you see other people wearing Chicago, and it has that Chicago flag, at least pattern on it.
So should there be...
they'd have to first decide, what are the colors?
Yeah.
What colors make sense
identify
here?
What
city,
colors are the best for the city of Cleveland? Yeah, is it still red, white, and blue?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't even know...
We know they don't run.
I don't even know what basis... that you make it on. Like, if you were in Pittsburgh, you would know the colors because they've incorporated it in all of their uniforms.
They painted all of their bridges with that yellow
color.
We
don't have that here.
Mitch, you're from Tuscarawas County.
Yes.
The biggest building in Tuscarawas County is probably a high school.
I would think so,
So when you come up to Cleveland, I'm not being mean, I'm being honest.
No, I got that.
So when you come up, well, maybe New Philly has some three-story buildings. So when you come up to Cleveland, what do you envision? When you come up to the big city on 77 North, what do you remember as a child seeing, the first thing you see?
Well, the first thing you get is the sky rise of all the high-rise buildings that are along the water.
Ah.
And then once you get in, you see the ballpark. It was the first thing that we'd see as we were going down, getting off the exit.
You'd see, because you'd see Progressive Field. That's right. So are you going to put Progressive Field in the skyline in the flag?
You can't put Progressive Field, obviously. You might be able to put a skyline if you make it look like very simplified, very colorful, but they probably want to make it more like official looking, more regal looking, more classic look.
What color? What colors?
You got to have red and blue in there somewhere. I don't know if you have to go white like you did the original, but I think you have to have.
Why does it have to have red and blue?
I think red and blue has always been like mainly associated with the city. I mean, with the Guardians are red and blue. The Cavaliers are a variation of red and blue. The Browns are the only ones that have kind of strayed away from that color scheme.
Yeah, but the Cavs
Wait a minute. They were wine and gold when they...
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
First started,
But they've had red and blue in there as well.
They're black now.
They've had orange and blue. They've had wine and gold. They've never really had red and blue.
Yeah, it's orange
it's
and blue.
It's always been
delivers.
Like wine red and blue. Navy blue. Yeah,
we have a whole song about it.
There's no red. There's no red. It's wine. That's a different color.
No, it's
red,
not.
Red and wine,
red and wine are
it's a
not
variation
different colors?
Of red.
Are you sure?
I'm almost I mean.
Are you sure?
There's a drink called red wine for a reason.
Anthony, are you going to help him out here, or are we just going to move on?
I think it's semantics. I mean, you're talking about the exact same thing.
All right. But it's not a red. Like, when I think of red, I think of the stars and stripes, brother. That's what I'm thinking of. So if you wanted to have a color scheme, is there anything other than you wouldn't do orange and brown, would you?
No, I would not.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Because that kind of alienates the other sports team. I think that you don't want to do a flag after one sports team, especially because technically that team has left you before. So I don't want to.
Right.
I mean, honestly,
that's a good point.
You just don't want to do something like that, especially because, I mean, they're probably going to be playing in Brook Park here in a number of years. So, all right, if you're going to make a flag, I'd probably stick with the red, white, and blue. In some fashion. I don't know if we have to make it basically the inverse of a French flag. You got to leave the name of the city out of the flag. I don't need it. The name of the city can be on the signs. It doesn't need to be on the flag. We got enough things that say Cleveland. It shouldn't be on the flag.
What was it? Was it a basketball uniform, because they've done thousands of variations of the basketball uniforms. Was it some City Edition uniform, or was it the floor where they went green and blue?
Well, that was to denote not only Lake Erie, but
the Metro Park.
The Metro Park.
Oh, I thought it was the Forest City.
Yeah, that is what I wonder. If
you want to do green and blue,
well, I am saying this is still considered the Forest City.
Right.
I don't know if today's youth knows anything about that. But if you wanted to go something with tradition, does that make sense?
I think that might have something to do with it. Is there a logo of any sort that you would like to do that doesn't have the city on it?
Yeah, I don't think you're doing anything with a guitar. Again, look at the Chicago.
If you leave them to their own devices, they're going to put a guitar on
the Chicago flag. Just has stars,
yep,
and it has a couple stripes.
Yes.
So you don't need to get that fancy for something to take hold.
It's very simple.
You know what I would like to see, though?
What?
A pennant.
You would want to see like something like just like a pennant or not like the state of Ohio?
I think almost the state of Ohio. You do a little bit. That same structure of a pennant, maybe the tail of it is two tails
like
or whatever.
That. I like a pennant. That might be cool. If we make it kind of look like...
I think that's unique for Ohio, and so it should be unique for an Ohio City.
Yeah.
Ohio City should do that.
What's Columbus's state flag look like? Because ours got to be better than theirs. Do you know?
No.
I've never seen it. I have no idea. I don't even know if they have one. No, I'm looking it up. We're all looking it up at the same time. Oh, gosh.
There's a lot going on. It's very busy.
Oh, Lord.
It's like...
Whoa.
If you went to the hot dog races...
What is this?
And you had a color for each team.
It's got an eagle in the middle of it. It's sitting on some sort of dream catcher-looking deal. It's got it's got yellow and red. What are you doing down there?
Now, I asked...
We could definitely come up with a way better flag than this.
We should be able to beat them.
I asked the wife... not that I really need permission for a flag.
All right.
She doesn't really care. But I said, hey, let's get an Ohio flag. Let's order an Ohio flag because I really like the Ohio flag.
Yeah.
And she said, why? Absolutely not. Like, what's the point? We have an Ohio State flag and we have an American flag. Those are the only two flags we have.
An Ohio flag. Why is she? Why does she?
I think the Ohio flag is very dignified.
I have all types of flags. Well, that's going
to
sound
have?
Bad. I have.
Ahead. Don't tread on
I
me.
I have. Yep. No, I do not. Can what if guys, I did? What's the problem if I did?
By
What's
way,
wrong if I did?
Can you guys with the Don't Tread on Me flag, can you take care of your flag? Because you leave it up year-round,
but that's
and they're
the
in
thing.
Tatters.
It's supposed to
and
be
it,
tattered.
And it looks, then been treaded
and it
upon.
It looks ridiculous.
You don't tread upon it because
looks like
it's in tatters.
It looks like you took scissors to it.
No.
It looks ridiculous.
Some might actually do it just for the aesthetic of it. It's supposed to be in tatters.
Terrible.
I have a couple American flags. I have a Streetsboro flag, which obviously I have flying right now. A buddy of mine sent me a Guardians flag, which I'm going to give to Owen because it has the Guardians logo on it. And, you know, I don't like the Poly Walnuts wing G. And I also have a bronze flag now that I'm going to fly. Oh, I also have an old Perry flag that I really don't fly because I don't live in Perry.
But Sarah
it's
told
a very
me
nice flag, though,
that it makes no sense to have
thick.
A Cleveland flag in Bay Village. She says that is totally pointless. I've seen
Bay
one.
Bay Village should have a flag.
There is one. But I've seen one Cleveland flag in Bay Village.
What's the Bay Village flag look like?
I'm thinking of the high school, like the high school flag.
Okay. Well, I'm up for a new flag. I just don't. We're very particular with our classics here. I don't want the new flag to look worse than the old flag. The old flag doesn't look anywhere near as bad as Columbus's flag. 216-474-0092. You want to post this question to Justin Termini coming up later? I'm sure it's going to be an insult. I'm sure it would be an insult, so I don't know if I want to do that. Coming up next. His season ended last night. You know what? It's time for me to flip-flop. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.